You've probably heard all about companies stepping up to help deal with the COVID-19 crisis. In that vein, a military contractor in Pinedale that normally designs products and services for government is now manufacturing mobile hospital rooms using shipping containers. Well, I mean, Public Radio's Melody Edwards spoke with Enviromedial Services President Jeff Keough and the company's sales director, Sam Sumrall. Keough explains that the Army Corps of Engineers put out a request for designs for a movable quarantine space.
They felt that there was a lot of areas in the United States that have basic clinics that don't have areas where they could house someone who could possibly have COVID for an extended period during the testing process and during the results process. So we were commissioned by them to look into and come up with a rapid prototype of it. So we started with 45-foot ISO shipping containers, which are in and of themselves extremely durable and made to be transported via rail or via truck. So a local, state, or federal government can purchase these and be able to transport them wherever it needed to be. So we start with a raw container, and then we turn it into a three-room medical facility with negative pressure, with all the requirements of an actual hospital room. So it would have an oxygen port. It has all the required outlets per federal standards for hospitalization rooms, and a bathroom, wash sinks for the healthcare workers and for the patient.
This is Sam. If a state entity purchased one of these or multiple ones of these, it might be used to address COVID-19 right now. But once that threat was over, they could simply be mothballed and utilized for another threat down the road where some type of isolation was required. So there's a lot of flexibility that goes into this that you don't have with a temporary facility such as a tent. So we could set one of these units in a rural county situation where they're far removed from a hospital. There may be a small medical clinic or like an inn reservation. If an infected person goes into that type of a medical clinic, then the risk is infecting everybody in there. Well, if we have one of our units sitting out beside the clinic that is relegated to nothing but initial examination, then that prevents the spike.
And so what has the response been? Does it seem like people are requesting them, and where are they ending up?
I think the first order we're going to see is probably looks like it's headed to the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. Army Corps of Engineers has a source of sought out for 250 of them, and then Sam just found yesterday Homeland Security has a questionnaire going out right now as well.
The government is already deeply concerned about the second wave of the virus, and they're even talking about a third wave. And the fact that it's going to be 18 months before a vaccine is ready, I think that we're just on the cusp of getting orders from a number of sources.
So how did you guys end up in Pinedale, Wyoming?
We've been manufacturing all our equipment that we built for the United States military in California for almost 20 years. Sam and I had both relocated here 6 or 7 years ago. And we immediately noticed the workforce and the quality of the workforce up in Wyoming was far greater than what I was able to achieve in California. And between the local regulations of California, the extreme expense of facilities, and it just wasn't conducive to have a great work environment with really high-quality people working in our manufacturing facility. So, you know, having a small community where the county commissioners for Sublette County have been nothing but supportive. You know, they have a real interest in what we do. You know, the small community allows a great environment to manufacture in.
And how many people are you employing there?
We've got 14 right now in Pinedale on a full-time basis. And what we've done is, you know, we've morphed from just straight manufacturing in Pinedale to running a lot of our operations out of here. So if the containers start to take off, we're anticipating possibly another 40 people very, very quickly. And here, that is easy. I could have 40 high-quality people signed up in a couple of days. So in the first month, we'll be able to produce 15 a month. And within 45 days, we're planned and ready to gear up to do almost one a day. I think part of the reopening of America is that they feel that they want the states and local communities to have the tools and resources to be able to handle spikes. And I know that's a huge concern. As we reopen, are they going to start seeing spikes here in different places in the United States? And how are they going to be able to handle a spike and contain it so it doesn't turn into another outbreak? And part of these containers are that. If they start to see it, they have places where they can quarantine and keep people separate instead of putting them in their hospitals in these rural communities that aren't set up for quarantine centers, and it's one of the tools they're going to need to be able to reopen confidently and safely.
Well, thank you, guys. This has been so interesting.
Thanks again. Well, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with Environmental Services President Jeff Keough and the sales director, Sam Sumrall, about their new mobile hospital units.